Listener Production.
Hello there, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. AFL CEO Gil McLachlan has described revelations from Hawthorn's racism report as a challenging, harrowing and disturbing read. As claims some First Nations players were bullied into separating with their partners, one couple allegedly encouraged by coaches to terminate a pregnancy. McLachlan says the league will fully investigate.
These are serious allegations. It's important that we treat them appropriately whilst also ensuring the formal process provides support to those impacted and also natural justice to those people who are accused.
While the Hawthorn Football Club releasing a statement describing the allegations as disturbing. Meantime, Brisbane Lions coach Chris Fagan is taking a leave of absence to assist with the independent investigation into Hawthorn. The move is a mutual decision made by he and club officials. Fagan previously worked with the Hawks. In other news, forensic officers scouring bushland in Mandurah this afternoon after a woman was found with serious injuries. Police say they were called to a property on Airy Street in Greensfield at about 7:30 last night. Deputy Commissioner Kylie Whiteley has told the ABC it's a very concerning situation.
We're still not quite clear in terms of how those injuries have come about, but we've got a good investigation team. But yeah, very, very concerning. And but equally, I think we've got the right people investigating that.
And strike action at Fiona Stanley Hospital this afternoon. Hundreds of nurses and midwives walking off the job from 2 p.m. over pay. In sport, Max Holmes has hit the training track as he races to be fit for the big dance this Saturday. The Geelong wingman was subbed off last week with a hamstring complaint. Meantime, Cats great Cameron Ling will have the honour of presenting the AFL Premiership Cup to Chris Scott and Joel Selwood on Saturday if the Cats get the win. Former Swans captain Paul Kelly will get the nod if Sydney wins. And Magpies coach Craig McRae has been named the AFL Coach of the Year in his first season in the top job. McRae guiding Collingwood to a prelim.